I will bless thee, O Lord, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord.
Oh, with my hands lifted.
Isn't it good to serve the Lord? Isn't it good to live for Him? Doesn't He thrill you with His blessings every day? Doesn't He watch right over you? Doesn't He love you through and through? Oh, isn't it good to live your life for the Lord?
Hallelujah. It is so good to serve the Lord. And I want to bless His name. Hallelujah. Give Him praise.
Hallelujah.
Best way to get out of a funk is to start praising the Lord. And start telling Him and thanking Him for all the good things that He's done for you. Lift your spirit right up. I'm so good to be here today. Tonight. Glad Brother Harden's here. Looking good. And someone said Brother Harden's here. Did you know that? I said, I did not know that, but I know it now. And I felt good when I heard that. My brother. And glad to see Sister Abraham here. She was in a accident. Was that day before yesterday? Monday? And I didn't. They took her in for x-ray. I didn't hear that. Did the x-rays turn out okay? I think so. But they got that whiplash going on. If you ever had whiplash, you can't hardly move your neck back and forth. It really, really hurts. So she got her neck in a immobilized right now until that heals up. Got several out that are sick. I think Brother Paul's sick. Allergies. Yes. Gail and Dave's having work a lot of hours taking care of the kennel when Mom and Dad's gone. And it's a... what's that? Mark and Sherry's in the Dominican Republic at the meeting. The meeting started yesterday. And I'm sure that it is going well. I haven't heard too much on it. I haven't heard anything, I guess. Need to ask. But they're having a... I'm sure they're having a good time there. And so... I wanted to get up and bring these things before the Lord, before y'all, and we'll pray about them here in a minute. Just wanted to say how much I appreciate God, His Spirit, His Son, the selfless sacrifice that He made, that He is, that He redeemed man from the fall, and He wants us to be like Him. And I heard somebody sent me a song the other day, that I might be mistaken. Someone would mistake me for Jesus. Well, that hadn't happened yet. Nobody's been mistaking me for Jesus. I've been mistaken for a lot of things. It hadn't been Jesus yet. But I could. Lord, that be my prayer. I don't like... you know, I don't like Adam. I don't like the Adam in me. I've been hearing this song, they've been playing on radio a lot. The God in me, the God in me. I've been thinking, yeah, I'd like some more God to be in me. Think about that. I've been dealing with the Adam in me for a while. Someone was asking me about evil spirits. And I don't want to get off on that. Not tonight. But to, I've been in a, you know, have you ever gotten a funk? I call it getting in a funk. Get in a ditch, get in a rut, get in a, everybody got different terms for it. Brother Daniel knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. But I wheeled into this guy, selling hot dogs on Baseline in Guyer Springs, and I got to know the taco guy over there. Taco stand over, non-taco, and he makes a really good tacos de lingua, if you like that sort of thing. But he also makes a good gordita, and he made me some chicken gorditas. And I was sitting there as a man with cerebral palsy, had been bound in a wheelchair since he was 12 years old, sitting there, and we got to talking, and just talking, and he just talking about this and that, and how his first wife had died of cancer. And he's got his second wife is also wheelchair bound. I've seen him speeding up and down Guyer Springs on their hover around wheelchairs. You know, they get with the program. And I told him, I said, I see her beating you every time up the road. He said, she got the good one. That one really gets with it. Mine's, I got the hand-me-down, you know. When I was thinking, the guy was real upbeat, positive. Nothing, and I cry about the dumbest things. I murmur and complain about the dumbest things, and here he is. It's just all he can do just to take a shower, you know. Get in there and take, or get ready for bed, or get up in the morning, get dressed. He don't complain about it, ain't he? Don't hold him back. But it's a struggle. I know it's a struggle. And I thought, okay, Lord, I'm glad I met this man today. And I'm glad I engaged him, because you've been so good to me. And why have I been in this down attitude? I've got I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. He saved me. Saved me from heartache and trouble, from the world. I can thank God for everything I've got, but this natural body and I do thank him. I think I've got the ability to get up and walk. I hope that one of these days when I can't walk, that I can still thank him for the good years I had, and the ability to do the things that I enjoy without any inhibitor, you know, of this natural body. But more than that, that's a good thing to have and appreciate, but the spiritual blessings that he's given us. And I don't want to just come to church tonight just out of duty. You know, when we get, you know, then there's nothing wrong with that, you know. A lot of us are here tonight let's be honest, some of us here tonight were not too excited about coming on a Wednesday night, having to get up, work. Some of us had to work late. Some of us had to, things that come up, maybe something broke down, but we knew out of the duty that we ought to be in church, and that's okay, that's all right. But since we're here try to receive something that would help us just a little bit more, you know, a little soul filling station, a little more more gas. Brother, I think somebody back there said, "Seek and you shall find." Let's seek the Lord tonight. Let's ask him to touch us. You know, let's ask him to just give us something tonight that we could go home, and tomorrow we go home just a little more excited. We go home just a little more upbeat, encouraged. I know Brother Harden's going to encourage us here in a little bit, I'm hoping. That's a Southern saying, here while back. If you're from up north, you would say, I was telling before, but here in the South, we say, here while back, I was saying. Here a while back, I was saying definition of his iniquity is to promote your agenda. You've got an agenda. I don't want to promote my agenda. I've got one. I do. It's my agenda. I've got one. Jesus didn't. You know, when Jesus went in and upturned the tables, you know, it looked like he went out of his way to provoke the Pharisees by attacking their customs and traditions. But he didn't do it in his spirit. He did it. He said, I only do that which the Father tells me to do. That's what he did. So I could get it. There could have been. I imagine there were some that come before him that attacked the traditions and customs of the elders, that they did it in their spirit. It wasn't the Lord directing their steps. And I want the Lord to direct my steps. I want to be in His will. I don't want to overstep that of what I think is wrong or what I think is right in a way I feel, but to be up, especially when I come here to church to speak to you people, that I would project and present what God wants to give you, to you, to encourage you and to lift you up, that you could go home and be more equipped. Every day I'm being equipped. Every time I subject myself, I come in here and subject myself to the ministry, I'm being equipped. I should be being equipped anyway. I should be opening my heart to receive the good things of God, and taking that which the Lord provides, whether it be from the ministry or from the Bible or whatever, and it equipping me. And I think that's what the translation of in Ephesians 4 says, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the equipping of ministry, for the equipping of the saints. They're getting your hearts prepared to let God rule and reign in your lives. And I want to be more prepared. I want to be more equipped. I want to be more encouraged. Look where the Lord has brought us. Look where we come from, and we can look to where we're going. I'm glad we still say that we haven't got to where we're going yet. This isn't it in its finality. Because if it is, I'm disappointed. But I'm not disappointed at where we're at. I would be disappointed if this was it. Because we can look back, we can look to where we're at, and there's a lot of people that aren't where we're at. There's a lot of people that aren't. They don't have the truths that we had and the revelations that we have of the body of Christ, not at all. They're still steeped in their traditions of religion, or they're out in the world and they haven't had a chance to hear these truths. And I could be there. I know we were there at one time when I was a little boy, and we were being cutting off the end of the ham. So to speak, y'all have all heard that, the little allegory, cutting off the end of the ham. We were cutting off the end of the ham, passing on the same stories that we'd been told and doctrines without searching the scriptures to see if they were so. But we found a place that said there is a better way. That is not all. The church fell away, and there's a glorious church coming, like Brother McGowan was reminding us the other night. But there is also the Spirit of the Lord that's ready, available to us now. I don't know that we've reached the potential of now. Let's ask the Lord to help us reach our potential now. Lord, we could be higher. I know it. I know it in my spirit. I know I could be further up the rung than I am. Lord, take me up the rung just a little bit higher. Let melt my heart just a little bit. Let me not get in these states where I'm in a rut. But let me be the best that I can possibly be for you. That's my responsibility. My responsibility is to yield my heart to God. And that's your responsibility too. Your responsibility is to yield your heart to God. Anyway, let's take these needs before the Lord. Is there any other prayer requests? Oh, there's a praise report. Brother Durham passed his test. So Brother Tyrone. Okay. Pray for David. Brother Elisha. Great grandma and sister Dodson. No? Yeah, I got that right. Yeah, and Sister Wilkins. Okay. Pray for them. Anything? But Lisa? Your friend's aunt's got cancer. Brother, just keep praying for Brother and Sister Crow. They're going to try to come Sunday. If they do, we ought to have a wheelchair up here ready to wheel him in. See that he can't. He told me. He said it just hurts to even stand up. So if we could roll him in, maybe that'd be really, really good. We have one. We have one here, right? They said so. Yes, we can have it ready for him. And Sister Abraham, your what was the first one? Family and an unspoken request. Sister Rice. Mm-hmm. The Wallaces, both of them really in our prayers. So let's pray for them. Sister Brenda. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Fred Stewart sister. First time I dealt with this area, I was coming down to visit. By the time I got back to Springfield, I was sick as a dog. I think I'm getting used to it down here now. Brother Daniels? Okay. All right. Let's all stand. The ushers come. We'll take Wednesday night offering too as well. We'll get that. Heavenly Father, we just ask you, Lord, to meet all these needs that we bring before you, Lord. Everyone that is sick, Lord, you know you're able to touch them from right here, Lord. We ask you to touch everyone that's sick, all the elderly saints, all the younger ones, Lord, the ones with cancer, the ones with diseases. Lord, we got special needs, Lord, people whose lives are messed up. Lord, we know you can turn their lives around, change their heart, and wash it white as snow. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us, Lord, all of our special circumstances and situation and unspoken needs, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. We give you thanks in all things. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful, 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 wonderful name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen.
certainly good to be here tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just so grateful to be here and to hear these wonderful songs and see you all again. It's just good. Amen. It's good to be here. Good to see you all. It's always good to come to Little Rock. Amen. It's one of my favorite places. I can't go through here and not stop at this church. And I'm so glad that the Lord has laid it on my heart to come this way. I'm blessed all the time. And every time I come, I get blessed. Amen. We're blessed. I said, we're blessed. God has blessed us. Amen. I'm thinking in those terms. God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so I'm thankful tonight. I feel the blessings of the Lord. I feel the strength of the Lord because the joy that I have, that I have received over the years and in the last year or so, it's been so great. It's been overwhelming. It's just been I've been in awe to see and to understand more today than I did yesterday. And the good fellowship I've had since I've been here, coming here yesterday, didn't have no understanding, rather idea that I would be able to fellowship with Brother Daniel. We had a good day yesterday, and it was great. I never had that kind of talk with him, never had, but God knows what we need, doesn't he? He knows what we need. He already prepared something for us, and we just have to go on and reach out and get it. Amen. Yeah, a song I often talk about is He's Passing By. And so they said, reach out and touch him, I believe. For he didn't say he was standing still, but he's passing by. So we have to reach out. We come here tonight. I came for something. I already received something. Amen. I'm not waiting for certain things to happen. I'm just, when I walked in this building tonight, I just felt the presence of the Lord. I felt like something good was going to happen here tonight. Not just because I'm here, but because the Spirit of the Lord is here. His Spirit is here to help us, isn't it? It's present to heal. Whatever we need tonight, God is here to help us. So we don't have to go away. Brother Smith said there's no need to leave here the way we came. We can reach out tonight and touch the Lord. Praise God. We're needy people. And I know I'm in need, so I'm not coming here waiting on you to move in my behalf. I'm going to reach out and touch him for myself. Amen. Everybody, that's an individual thing, isn't it? Amen. We don't know what each other's going through, but I know everybody's going through something. Praise God. Because the Bible shows that man born of a woman, but of a few days and full of trouble. And I can testify for these years that I've been here, it's been difficult. It's been tough times. But I learned to trust in the Lord. I learned to depend upon his word. I learned to rejoice in the Lord. I learned to magnify his glorious name. Amen. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous runneth into it and is safe. And it's good to feel safety. Amen. When we know everything around us is shaking, when problems on every hand. Job said, affliction doesn't just spring out of the earth, neither does trouble out of the ground. He said, but man is appointed unto trouble. Hallelujah. As the sparks fly up, so does a man's trouble. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm thankful tonight, Brother Weininger, that we got something here tonight. Amen. That we can surmount every test. I said we can surmount every test. Amen. We don't have to succumb to what the enemy has to offer. Praise God. But we got a God that's mindful of us. My God, David said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visited him. So we don't want to miss our visitation tonight. Amen. God is visiting. Those Jews, that Jewish nation missed his visitation. But I don't want to miss my visitation. God come tonight to help us, so we need to reach in. Amen. We don't know what's going to happen on tomorrow or even tonight. But I'm thankful tonight that I'm here to reach out. I can lift my hand. Amen. I'm glad I can lift my hand. Thus shall I bless the Lord while I live. I will lift my hands in the name of the Lord. I say while I live. Because the dead can't praise the Lord. Neither them that go down in silence. But I'm thankful tonight I got joy in my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I found it out. I come to testify about it. I come to talk about it. I've been going about magnifying it. I've been going about it because he raised me up and said, for this purpose have I raised thee up. Oh, praise his holy name. For this purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. So I've been going about magnifying. My God, since I left here last time, I've probably been over the highway 5,000 or 6,000 miles. Oh, hallelujah. And I feel good every day. Amen. There was a time I was down in a pit. There was a time I had a pity party going on. Oh, hallelujah. But God raised me up. Praise his holy name. He said, you're going to die if you sit here, and you're going to die if you get up. So what you going to do? My God, I decided to get up. Oh, he raised me up. My mind began to come up out of those circumstances. Why should I sit here and die? My God, when there's a God that can help me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name tonight. He's our he's a present help, isn't he?
Yes.
The Bible says he's a present help in the time of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust him. You can't fool him tonight. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Well, my intent tonight is to draw his people, and why he raised me up is to cause us to draw nigh unto God. That's my purpose. God raised me up and said, now you go tell it. Give your testimony how I heal you of cancer. My God, how I strengthen you. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. I tell you, you can be strong in the Lord tonight. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to take down. You can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And Jeremiah said, for as much as there's none like unto thee, O Lord. Ain't nobody like him. I say, ain't nobody like him. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad I found out that can't nobody do you like Jesus. I said, can't nobody do you like Jesus. I said, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Can't nobody lift you up and give you joy unspeakable like Jesus. Praise his holy name. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about everything. Because I recognize that everything that ever happened to me was for my good. Amen. And everything that ever happened to you is for your good. Maybe you haven't learned it yet, but Paul found it out. Not in the wake of Damascus, but as he journeyed on and fighting a good fight of faith. My God, he found out that all things. Somebody ought to help me say that. All things. Say it again. I don't believe you believe. All things. My God. Say it again. All things. Work together for good. Woo, Brother Wanigan, I'm excited about it. I'm not going to go this way and not be excited. My God, it's an exciting way. We were singing a song there tonight. Isn't it good to live your life for Jesus? I tell you, it's good. Praise the Lord. I tasted. David said, oh, taste and see. For the Lord is good. It's too late to tell me it don't work. It's too late to tell me that praising the Lord doesn't work. It's too late to tell me that giving thanks don't work. Oh, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to praise the name of the Most High, to show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. My God, now, I was looking at a scripture here in Deuteronomy yesterday. Now, I ain't no God like him. I'm reading these scriptures now, and I get excited about them. My God, these scriptures are exciting, brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Who am I, David said, and what is my house? That he has brought us hither, or brought me hither to. But he said, this is a small thing with God. Oh, hallelujah. He said, therefore, our God, because of this
We praise you and glorify thy wonderful name. I come to glorify him with you. I felt like if I stopped through here, I could get another charge. Yeah, I could have went on down the road, but I thought if I stop here, amen, I could get some more fuel in the tank. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thought it would be a people here that would be excited about what God has done in their life. Woo! This thing is exciting. Amen. So much so that I just have to stop on the highway sometime. Yeah. I stop on the side of the road and just cut me a step. They don't understand it, Brother Tally. They don't understand what God has done for me. Oh, hallelujah. I go in the rest area singing a song. Oh, hallelujah. Just the mention of his name. Oh, hallelujah. Brings great joy. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He'll always walk beside me.
Praise
God. Praise. I said he'd always walk beside me. They look at me funny, but they just don't know. Amen. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. You don't know where he brought me from. You don't know that hole, that pit I've been in. And he lifted me. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. And that's not all he done. He didn't leave me there. He lifted me, brought me up out of a horrible pit, set my feet on a rock, and established my going. My God, that's not all he done. He put a new song in my heart. Ah, yeah. I ain't singing the blues no more. Amen. I'm singing a new song. I tell you, I'm more excited this time than I was the last time. Can't you tell? My God, this thing is exciting. I got hold of something. Oh, praise his holy name. And there's a whole lot waiting for us out here. Bible says, I haven't seen. You haven't heard. Neither have entered in the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. He said, but the Spirit. That's what I love about this thing. Can't nobody cut it off. It's the Spirit. My God, it's the Spirit. Jesus said the word. Said the flesh profits nothing. It's the Spirit that giveth life. Woo! These words I speak unto you, they are Spirit. Brother, they life. They'll get you going, I tell you. They'll get you going. I've been running too. People sitting around looking, I take off running. Amen. He says in Deuteronomy 7, he said in verse 7, the Lord did not set his love upon you, not choose you because you were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you. My God, I got a glimpse of that one day, just a few days ago. How much God love us. God love this people. My God, we may be few in number, but it doesn't matter. His eyes is here. His love is here. He's here to help. His power is present to help us tonight. My God, because he loved us and loved you, and because he would not, he would keep his oath, which he has sworn unto your fathers. The Lord brought you out with a mighty hand. I thought about that. My God, it took a mighty hand for God to bring me out of where I was and to bring you out and to keep you in this place. My God, you'd break and run. Go try to find a mega church somewhere. Go try to find something that looks good to the eye. But you know something that they don't know. Woo, praise the Lord. My God, we got a hold of some truth that the world, the religious world and the people out there, a lot of folks don't have. But look, thank God he has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed. Brother Smith was talking about God redeemed us. He paid a price. Redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keep covenant and mercy. You know, when I get down in a pit, some try to attack me. When I had that problem I was going through, that was a terrible blow. But I started talking to God about his mercy. Brother, you can't talk to God about his mercy and he won't come close. I found it out. You start telling him how good he is and how kind he is and how merciful. David talked about the multitudes of his tender mercy. Praise God. And I was like Stephen one day. I could see him standing. Praise his holy name. You can see he'll stand in your behalf when you start telling him how good, how kind, how merciful. David, that's why David always magnified it. Oh, blessed. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times, for his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my high tower. My God, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefit. My God, who healeth all our diseases. Oh, glory. That's why I go to him. My God, because he's the God that can heal all our diseases. He knows our thoughts. He knows the problem. He knows your problem. David said he knows my thoughts are far off. So I'm excited. And I stop asking folks to forgive me for getting loud, because I'm supposed to get loud. I go around talking about, y'all forgive me for getting, no! He said, make a joyful noise. He didn't tell me to get quiet about this thing. He told me to sound the trumpet, to blow this trumpet in sight. Hallelujah. Amen. So I've been getting louder. Amen. I've been blowing the trumpet, brother. I've been getting loud about this here, that he's a healer. That's why I want to magnify him tonight. I come to bless the Lord with you. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I tell you what, you make a noise, the devil will run. I don't care who you think he is. Whether you think he's sitting on your shoulder or where. I tell you, he can't stay there. I found out he couldn't stay there. Problems can't stay. You got a testimony. You got a Bible like I got a Bible. You saw all the victories they had. They had them victories by making a noise, didn't they? Huh? They made a noise and put the enemy a flight. Even the enemy turned on each other. Praise God. By making a noise. Hallelujah. I thought about people the other day. I told them, I don't know where I was. I've been so many places. I said, listen, them folks making a lot of noise out there in the football park. And then they leave sad. No. Sometimes I go around us and we almost like them. We just make a little noise and then we go away sad. We coming in, we make a noise because I don't want nobody to talk about me. But I'm not making this noise because I don't want you to talk about me. I want to put the devil at flight. Because I've seen something the other day, my God, those brothers, on the day of Pentecost, you know what? We got the same Holy Ghost. Same Holy Ghost. We got what they received. And then they went back to Jerusalem even before they got the Holy Ghost here in Luke. I'm going to read some more of that, but let me show you a scripture in Luke, I believe. I come to get us close to God. I come to get us excited about what God has done for us. Praise God. Ain't no sense in me coming if we can't get excited about what God is doing. Oh, hallelujah. God didn't raise me up to get quiet about him healing me. That was a heavy blow, but I found out when you be in a fight, you might get hit hard. That's why Paul labeled it as a fight. Fight the good fight of faith. You fighting a good fight here. And then when he got through, when the bell rang, he said, I fought a good fight. Woo! It's good to know when you done fought a good fight. Hallelujah. Look here. He said, I fought a good fight. My God, I didn't fight no mealy fight. I didn't rope it dope. I wasn't laying on the rope. I was in the center of the ring. I stayed on my toe. Somebody asked me, boy, where you get all that, you old man? I said, I'm not old. That's you looking at this old body. I got something new, brand new. I'm a new man. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creation. I'm not going around. I come to get the old folks excited. I was somewhere and the brother said, the young folks keep the young folks excited. I said, well, I come to keep the old folks excited. Get the old folks excited. How the young folks gonna stay in here if the old folks all dried up? Because we done had a lot of problems. Yeah, you're gonna have problems. That's all this life affords, problems. That's all it affords. Ask me. I'm 73 years old, and that's all it affords. Problems, difficulty, glooms, and uncertainties. But my God, this way will give you joy. You don't have to go through and get down to the end. Oh, me, my. Poor me. Oh, hallelujah. He's rich in glory, isn't he?
Yes.
He's rich in grace. He's rich in mercy.
Hallelujah.
All the depths of the riches of the mercy of the grace of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Oh, I've been... Brother Daniel, I shared a scripture yesterday with Brother Tally too today. I've been preaching. I shared a scripture about that scripture in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7. That in the ages to come, we're just getting started. That in the ages to come, Brother Durham, that God would make known to us the exceeding riches of his grace. In his kindness, wherein he loved us. That's what's getting me excited. Who am I that God would love me? With an indefectible love. You can't change his love for me, so leave him alone. Ain't no sense in trying. Because he loved me. He loved you. Say he loved me. Come on. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Look what he said in verse 52, Luke 24 and 52. And they worship him after he had appeared to them. Things of that nature. The sisters got a hold of something. The brothers fell out, but the sisters, he turned to the sisters. You sisters, I got a scripture to show you. The brothers fell as dead men, but he turned to the sisters. The sisters ought to get on fire here. Amen. Ain't no sense in licking your soul, your wound. Just praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they worship him and return to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God with no Holy Ghost. With no Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Here we got the Holy Ghost. By God, I found out just a few days ago he gave those brothers dynamite power. That's why on the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up. He said, this is that. Glory. Hallelujah. This is that. What are you holding your head now? It done finally come. This is that. That was spoken of by the prophet Joel. My God, he had been waiting a long time for it. Brother Dial, I was talking to Brother Dial the other day. He was talking about restoring the church. I said, how are we going to get it done? The Lord spoke to me, said, you got to go back and see what them boys had in the book of Acts. Yeah. How are we going to restore it if we don't go back to what Peter? Listen, on the day of Pentecost, Jesus had said in St. John 17, say, I've manifest thy name. I've made something known to him. God has made something known to us. I'm not in the body of Christ because somebody told me. But God made it known to me one day. God made it known to me one day. This is that. Hallelujah. I'm not around here because somebody told me to stay here or give me a good paycheck, brother. I'm not here for that. My God, I'm here because this is that. I found out this is that. Oh, hallelujah. And this is worth shouting about. Praise God. They see what they did, they heard. They went on back to Jerusalem shouting. No Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. What's wrong with us? We got power. On the day of Pentecost, Peter found out what he had. He said, I got something here. Somebody won. Who was that one? Jonathan. Somebody, don't dip your rod. He said, oh, it's too late. I already tried it. I dipped my rod in the honey in my eyes, put it to my mouth, and my eyes been enlightened. Too late now. Too late to tell me this ain't that. Praise God. When the Holy Ghost was poured out on the day, Jesus said, I'll manifest my name to them. Giving them something. That's why brother told me one day, and I hear it a lot now, they try to quiet me down. You know, that's what quieted me down a long time ago. When I came here with that bag with that name on it, I had seen something.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I did. Then everybody started gigging me, saying things. I got quiet. I want to be like Brother Leniger. I want to preach. I started desiring to be like other men. He said, for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I may show my power in the end, that my name may be declared throughout all earth. I raise you up to preach my name, to magnify my name. I saw more than just a word. I never believed Jesus was his own dad anyway. I went in there because I was in another place, and they told me if you don't get baptized in Jesus' name, you're going to hell. And I didn't want to go to hell, but I found out later I went to hell. I didn't want to go to hell. I was in another church. I come out the Baptist church, the Church of God in Christ, and I was cutting hair, and them brothers coming there and said, well, you know you got to be baptized. I tell them I love them. They didn't care nothing about I loved them. They said, you been baptized in Jesus' name? I said, well. They said, well, you going to hell. Brother, I love you. You going to hell. So I went and got baptized in Jesus' name, I thought. I went and got in water because I wanted all of God. I didn't know no better. I wanted all of God, just like tonight. I want all of God.
Yeah.
So whatever it takes, if I have to roll on the floor tonight before I leave here, I'm going to roll on the floor.
Amen.
Amen. That's what God told me. He said, you go preach just to get my folks, provoke them. I come to provoke you.
Come on.
To draw nigh unto God. And he will draw nigh unto you. You think just sitting there crying over what you're in? Well, I've been there. And you'll do that. But I'm telling you, there's something greater than that.
Yes.
I cried. Thank God. He raised me up. Look in Samuel. I'm going back to Deuteronomy. I want to show you another scripture here. But I'm just excited, folks. I'm more excited than I was the last time I was here. Praise God. Amen. Here I am. Look what God could put up on us. I'm going to skip down to verse 15. Look, Deuteronomy 7. Well, maybe I better go to verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy father. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. Well, we're the spiritual Israel. We can apply these. We can use these scriptures, can't we? He was talking to natural Israel. But thank God we're the Israel. We're the people that God had in mind. He didn't stop back there. He had you and I in mind.